packed room of supporters in Rhinelander reacted to the news. Jim Holtgren had beaten the odds again, winning the second recall election of his career in a sprawling Northwoods district that usually votes Republican.
Never had this kind of commitment, never had this kind of energy, never had this kind of dynamism that I've seen in the 12th Senate District over the last 3 months.
The Holtgren victory was a disappointing end to an all-consuming campaign for Kim Simic, who used her Tea Party connections to spearhead the recall drive.
While we didn't win tonight, we sent a message to Madison and Washington, D.C., that we expect our elected officials to do their jobs and that the only special interests that should matter to them are our friends and the neighbors that live right here in the Northwoods.
At the Simic election night party in Eagle River, fellow Republican Senator Frank Lissay said the Democrats fell short and his party would continue to implement its agenda.
The Democrats and the unions and the liberal groups outspent us dramatically and really weren't able to overturn the last fall's elections. And that's a good thing. We're going to continue moving our state forward. And they didn't get their way.
But Holtgren says he hopes the recall elections and a more closely divided Senate will change Madison for the better.
I hope that this new 17-16 partisan split in the Senate will usher in kind of a new era of moderation. I hope that's the case. We'll wait and see, but I am hopeful of it. I will certainly work to that end.
Holtgren's margin of victory was 56-44%. In Rhinelander and Eagle River, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.